From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that Russian missiles have hit Iran. A U.S. official tells VOA four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. The official said there has been no information on damage. Russia Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria with heavy aerial bombardments and, for the first time, cruise missile strikes launched from the Caspian Sea. After noting what he called the troubling escalation of Russia's military activities in Syria, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October. McCarthy's plan for a path, rather, to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders says 33 people are still missing following the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. 22 people were killed in the strike, which U.S. officials say was a mistake. The group said 9 of the unaccounted for are patients and 24 are staff members. The United Nations has reported that one peacekeeper in the Central African Republic has been killed and another wounded in an attack north of the capital, Bangui. A UN spokesman says a convoy traveling between the towns of Damara and Ngerengu was fired on by unidentified gunmen Tuesday. The spokesman said the force returned fire. This is VOA News. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has suspended President Sepp Blatter and his potential successor for 90 days. The committee took the action Thursday against Blatter and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association. The action comes less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. Blatter's lawyer said the committee that suspended him failed to follow its own rules by not letting the president present evidence. Israeli troops Thursday shot and killed an Arab man who had stabbed four Israelis. An Israeli soldier was among the four people wounded in the attacks, which took place near a military compound in the coastal city of Tel Aviv. Police said the assailant was shot and killed by another soldier on the scene. Earlier, an Israeli yeshiva student was stabbed by a 15-year-old Arab assailant near a rail station in East Jerusalem. Israeli medical and police officials say the victim is in serious condition and that the alleged attacker has been arrested. In another incident, a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli in the West Bank. Amnesty International has accused Hungary of multiple international and European human rights violations in its handling of the refugee crisis. As Henry Ridgewell reports, thousands of migrants and refugees continue to travel through the Balkans and into Hungary every day.
Barbora Chernasakova of Amnesty International says Budapest has broken international human rights laws and European Union legislation.
Hungary, by sealing off its border with Serbia and by introducing accelerated asylum procedures at the border, which results to summary rejections of all the applicants and their return to Serbia, to return to a country where there is an adequate reception facilities.
Human rights groups say the refugee crisis exposes the worst of Europe's divisions on immigration. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Witnesses say suspected airstrikes by Saudi Arabia-led coalition have hit a wedding in Yemen. They say at least 15 people were killed and 25 wounded. The Riyadh-based alliance had no immediate comment on the incident. An Air Force official says Spencer Stone, one of three Americans who overpowered an armed terrorist suspect on a French train in August, is in stable condition after he was stabbed Wednesday night in Sacramento, California. Police say Stone was stabbed during a fight near popular bars in the California capital's downtown area. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.